You probably associate chemistry with electrons, atoms, and the law of conservation of energy. But chemists are now pairing with anthropologists and archaeologists to explore the origins of Aboriginal rock art. Researchers from the University of Technology, Sydney, have recently spent time in Arnhem Land in the Northern Territory analysing the chemical composition of rock art. The research has helped show what painting materials are used and where those materials were sourced from. Barbara Stewart is the Associate Professor from the School of Chemistry and Forensic Sciences at the University of Technology, Sydney. She spoke to Ellen Leibeder.
The actual location is in the Arnhem Land Plateau. I can't say exactly where it is because it's a secret location, but we were looking at a particular rock art site which is quite near the... there's a very famous Garbamung, known as the Garbamung site, which got a lot of publicity in recent years. It was accidentally refound. These sites have been quite lost for a few generations, and there's many hundreds of sites up there, but it's in quite an isolated part of the Arnhem Land Plateau in the Northern Territory.
Would you be able to describe the process to me of what you've been doing?
We've actually been looking at means of understanding the chemistry of the paint that they use in particular rock art sites up in the Northern Territory. So we're collaborating with some archaeologists from Monash University. So they're looking at the site and the different objects. And so as scientists, we've come along and we're looking at how we can identify what the paintings that they use were made of and hopefully link that to where their source paints were. So they use ochre as a primary source of paint, and so what type of ochres they use, what type of paints they used at different generations.
Chemistry is probably not something you normally associate with Aboriginal rock art. What can chemistry teach us?
Well, as I say, understanding where did that particular artist gather their paint, how they made their paint. So, for instance, did they use a particular source that's special? Did that come from a way away? They very migratory sites, so people are travelling quite a long way. Was there special meaning in particular colours? Basically, it gives us information about the workmanship and how they made them, where they sourced their materials, and the significance of particular colours, for instance, as well, and just tying all those ideas together with the information that the archaeologists are gathering.
These paintings are, you know, hundreds of thousands of years old. How do you go about preserving them while still finding all this information out from them?
Well, in fact, they have a lot of longevity, remarkably, the pigments. And so some of the pigments are still in their normal state on the surface of the rock. Some of the other older pigments are actually more modified, and we think it's a biological process possibly that is causing that modification. And it's using the chemical techniques that we use, the chemistry, understanding the chemistry, we can understand that at a molecular level as to what's going on and the changes that are occurring and what the original material was that they used.
So how does using chemistry differ from other approaches to dating techniques?
It's a bit difficult to say that it isn't already being used, because often the historically the most important dating technique is carbon dating, and that's actually chemistry as well. What we're doing is focusing on understanding the minerals that make up the different colours. So it's more not so much directly dating and saying this is exactly, say, 10,000 years old. It's more about looking at the different styles of paints and looking at what they used at particular periods of time, so we can get an idea about the use of a particular colour at a particular stage, because these sites are living sites and they're reused, and there are different layers of paints, and understanding what paint was used during which period so it's a little bit different from the traditional way of dating.
Barbara Stewart from the University of Technology, Sydney, ending that report by Ellen Leibeder.